M-A-L, born. Melbourne, what's good?
Melbourne.
We are doing a friggin' tour.
Yes.
That's right. And the show this week is in Melbourne.
That's it. Tickets in description. It's going to be a harder one to get to if you don't have them by now because it's a bit smaller venue than Sydney, man. This is a tough one. They've been selling way before we got there. There's a couple left. This is no joke. Please go to the ticket link in the description. Head along. Melbourne's going to be crazy. We've got lots of little crazy little plans. And yeah, us doing a live show. Never before seen, never before to be repeated at all, ever again in our life. Real polished, real wild. It's going to make you squeam. Something that you can see, something your friends can see. Doesn't matter if you know me, know Cam, know the podcast. You could know none of the above. You will like this show. It's built
and
for anyone.
No rules. Spring break. All right, let's do the pod.
Let's do the pod.
Hey, Megan.
Oh, my.
Nice.
This is God Is Dead,
the podcast about the worst content on the internet.
The Your Pants Challenge.
We're not just telling these stories for nothing.
Yeah, the gay potion!
It's to answer one simple question.
Is this all proof that God has abandoned us?
Or are we going to be okay?
Chillfully thus far.
Today, we're doing a TikTok rap.
TikTok rap.
This is all the stuff that's made me feel a little bit, oh, God, this week.
That in a transcript?
Yeah, I can give you some hints about what we'll be discussing.
Oh, no. I want to go on fresh.
Wow, you want to go on fresh?
Yeah, man.
No
yeah,
tease.
Man.
All yeah. right, well, you got to trust me.
If you I'm don't trusting trust me, you.
You will after this. This is going to be a bit of a journey.
Ooh, not the destination. God is dead. Case one.
Meaty flaps or no flaps?
Meaty flaps or no flaps?
Yeah, well, we're talking about vaginas.
Ah, cool.
Yes. Look, we haven't really delved into sex on the podcast before.
No, or in our personal lives.
No.
However,
these
seems
guys
like
aren't
some
afraid
TikTokers.
To.
Ah,
yes, these are the guys
fun.
That have a podcast.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know who the hosts are normally. I reckon it's the two tatted up guys, and they've brought in, or it's the two guys, and then they've brought in this old guy. I'll just play it for you, man. This
old guys talking about vaginas. That sounds like a great podcast.
What's super epic as well? Guys that aren't 10 out of 10s complaining about how vaginas look and like having real nitpicky preference about them.
Go.
You
that's
know,
always it, isn't
it's
it?
It's never dudes that are like supermodels. It's just like some random guy being like, "Ooh, I don't know about that one." Sorry. What about you, dude?
What about you? It's also bizarre. It feels very, I don't know, maybe I'm a bit heteronormative with this opinion, but kind of like not very manly.
Wow.
I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Well, let's have a listen.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Let's hear it out.
Don't like a shaved one.
Yeah. Oh, of course they look like that. Stringlet.
Completely bald, it can be a bit creepy, especially if they've got like inny lips. You know, when they don't have like the what's it
flaps.
Called?
Flaps.
Yeah. When they have no flaps. And
well,
it's
actually,
ones,
I would disagree. Like, see, now, what I really like on a nude.
The appearance of this motherfucker is just the curveballs.
Like, the spinning monkeys by Kevin MacLeod
yes,
in the background. Like the iconic stock music.
TikTok song, too. TikTok's ruined that song. Whoever, like, you know.
That song was dead before it was made.
Man.
Yeah.
Just this odd Hawaiian sort of like print-ish kind of shirt. Like, well, I think actually.
Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, like, yeah, what do they call it? Like an Aldi Bill Nye kind of dude.
Yeah.
See, now, what I really like on a nude, naked, completely shaven woman is when they have, well, that's what you'd call just a slit. Just that lovely, simple little slit.
Jesus Christ, this is...
No, it's slit.
Slit. Slit. Oh, golly, brother.
It's not Leviosa. Slit. Fucking hell.
It's just lovely.
I like a big old meaty pair of lips.
It's not a cup of tea, dude.
Yeah, like makes meaty
me,
lips,
makes me vomit. Makes me absolutely...
Oh, he's vomiting.
What's with his diction? Vomit.
I'll listen to an audiobook by him.
Oh, God, man. There's something about his voice that's quite compelling. But
I quite liked him. Yeah, it's like, you know.
The music
like...
is just so not appropriate. It's always like that. Music's always shit like, you know.
But imagine like the exact same clip, but with horror music underneath. How fucked up that would sound. That would sound like they are fucking scary.
Yeah. And so there you go. There's lots of ways that a vagina can appear, just like penises and anything on the human body in any capacity can appear in many different ways. Me and you don't look the same.
But we have identical dicks.
That's the one crazy thing about the pod. That's
honestly,
how we came to start it.
We were
at a dick inspection one day and I was like, oh shit, yeah, we did a podcast?
Yeah.
So yeah, there's TikTok number one.
Wow, dude. Wow. It's so fucked that that's even content. They're just like, oh fellas, what are we discussing today? Oi, puss. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, let's talk puss.
Oi, what are you like in a vagina?
Sorry, man. Can we just maybe I reckon, hey, here's a cool thing. I know that scripting is a big ask, like, and I wouldn't recommend scripting a pod. But maybe something you can do that's really good, I find with like one tip I have for people that work in like formulaic type mediums, like let's say you make the same type of YouTube video all the time. Just so you don't get stale, it's sort of like trying to write, maybe you could write a big list of like different ways to describe. Let's say you're always talking about Cam, you're always talking about I don't know. Let's say you're talking about fonts in that latest doco you did. There's going to be, if you're not careful, it's going to sound a bit repetitive because you're probably just talking about them in the same way, describing them in the same way.
Right, sort of vocal tics.
Maybe write a little list out of the different ways you could describe the fonts, you know, and then like you've got that. Maybe we could have done that and for the vaginas if you really wanted to do an episode about them, if you really were hell-bent on it, and not have kebab on the list. Do you know what I mean? I know I used the whole thing of it's how to not be boring, but I think they could have actually been a bit more boring in that one is what I'm
so
saying.
True,
I'm,
so you know? It's like, I wanted to watch more of that. Like, I'm actually going to look that podcast up, dude, and be like, how fucked is this?
Who is the old man?
Also, like, none of them just are on brand dads? With each other. There's like a dude who looks like he like literally eats steroids instead of food.
And then some real
like
normal office guy.
Yeah, and then there's some other dude who's like, yeah, just like a pint of ale, best night of my life. Yeah. You know, just like some English dude who like might have sex once a year.
Yeah.
And then this old dude who's like, mate, just come off tour with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I'll kick myself out for being a bit of a rat bag. And I'm like, how do you know each other? Apart from being English and white, you have nothing. And I guess, you know, wanting to describe vaginas on a TikTok, you have nothing else in common. Get a better thread.
Maybe they're trying to show, like, you know, men, it's okay to talk.
This is men's shed. This is it. Mental health. Describe pussy.
That's going to be, dude, that's going to be the thing they come out with when it's like, hey, that was such a fucked up TikTok. Like, there's so many things wrong with it. Actually, well, do you want to have a look at the suicide rate of men before you say that? That's going to be their defense.
Do you want men to talk or men to stay quiet? Yes, what do you
sorry.
Want? What do you want?
We met up. You said to meet up and
you
talk
said
about
express
our feelings.
Your feelings. I feel like I like
I
the
feel
slit.
Like a kebab.
Oh,
Jesus.
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, tough one.
Yeah. Do you want to describe yours or should we move to the next case? You got a good dick? You got a good little dick over there?
Little? Man, it's okay to speak.
Men, speak up. Speak up. Speak up.
Hello, it's Bryce here in editing mode. We recorded this a few weeks ago and just wanted to let you know, in case you're wondering, hey, why didn't you talk more about this podcast? I've seen so much more since then. This is from a few weeks ago. I also looked into them a few weeks later. Man, there's so much worse on the podcast. It was genuinely a bit of a cesspool. So, look, I think we'll revisit these guys. Don't consider that chapter closed. They've since had their account removed from TikTok, or they've deleted it. I can't tell at this point. And yeah, look, there's so much worse. It's so much more dead, God, when it comes to that pod. So leave it with us. We'll probably revisit that one in the future.
God is dead. Case two.
Best teachers at St. Peter's.
St. Peter's, like in the inner west?
I don't know. There's probably a few St. Peter's schools, but to give you an idea, I see heaps of videos in this format, but they're sport ones. The title of the video will be like, you know, best halfbacks in the NRL. And I'm like, middle finger with the five. And
all
it's
right,
like,
it's just
Chad
like a ranking
Townsend,
video.
And it'll be like, no. What about Adam Reynolds? Almost. Then it'll be a new person comes on the screen. What about Mitchell Moses? Hell no. What about Jerome Hughes? Facts. Back it up. And that's the best one.
Yeah, awesome. I can't wait to see 1,000 of those.
So, just by describing it, you're going to get them in your feed too. Anyway, this is a bit scary. A little boy, presumably, has made one of those TikToks for teachers at his school.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is it like teachers that he wants? Is it like TILFs?
It's just best teachers in St. Peter's?
Okay.
Right? So, don't know. It's not TILFs. All right. All relax. How did he get the personal photos, dude? Look, that's her
so
fucking
good.
Her and her husband and her kid.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe she's got a public Facebook page,
dude,
or something.
But that's not okay.
It's like a fan cam video.
Yes,
that's great.
He's made a fan cam video of his teacher, and dude, all the comments are like,
where did you get these photos and why do you have them? That's so bad.
That. Oh, golly.
I'd be scared
golly.
If I was that teacher.
Yeah, of course you'd be scared. But I mean, like, are we surprised that privacy is this compromised?
Oh, bro. There's definitely like, man, yeah. Kids are looking up their teachers online and it's probably, maybe they're good at hacking or maybe, you know, maybe she had a real name. I don't know.
A decent chunk of my friends are teachers.
And yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just represents about a third of the people that I hang out with.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I sent it to my friend who's studying to be a teacher.
They talk about the same thing, right? They're like, oh, yeah, we often will get stalked. They'll often like try really? And look us up here or do this. Or they'll be like, oh, Mr. Elliot, are you in a band? I saw you in a band.
Oh, God, yeah. Stuff. He said it was fucked beyond recognition.
Really?
But he was like kind of being, you know, facetious. But
yes. I think there's a bit of recognition. Next case.
Next case.
God is dead. Case 3.
Ultra specific advice.
Ooh.
Man, there's something about this. I posted it on my Instagram story. This might have been served to me because I went to Bali recently. I don't know.
Okay.
So this music is the first thing.
It's like the bit before the funk cowbell hits.
Yeah, it's a song, but it's been slowed down. I forgot the name of the song. It's like a very common one for like bodybuilding stuff. And without looking at the text here, you can see it's a guy on a treadmill.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So we're thinking it might be, you know, tips for dieting, tips for productivity, tips for being like on semen retention, tips for like if anything in that world.
Yeah.
What are you over there loud and proud?
Yeah, brother. No fap life.
I only did it to have one child and now I'm back to no fap.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that one cum, I love her. Oh, I can't wait to tell everyone to listen to this podcast.
Here's what the text says over the top.
Yeah.
The two lies everyone tells themselves when they go to Bali. And what are the lies? I won't get drunk and like I won't like crash my scooter.
Yeah.
One, they'll wear a condom.
Oh.
What the fuck? Why is it Bali specifically? It's like, yo, it's too humid for this shit. Like, you know what I mean?
What's the next lie?
Two, they'll do some work. They'll do neither, lol. If you want to relax and recharge, go for it. If you want to be productive, go elsewhere. So why is the condom 50% of the advice when the total sentiment is just about being productive?
I guess for me it's that sort of
productive sex is sex that doesn't feel like unprotected sex or something.
No. I think it's the person trying to brag but also make themselves a martyr at the same time. Like, guys, I am literally such a sex magnet. That I can't go to Bali to be productive because I just have to be. I got to fight the hose off with a stick. Bro.
I was on my laptop at the cafe and these girls just swarmed me and I told myself I was gonna be productive. And worse than that, I thought I'd wear a condom if I did potentially maybe have sex. And turns out I didn't wear it every day.
And yeah, here we are. No work done at all. I didn't make even one TikTok.
Yeah, I just
was What is work for this guy?
That's the thing. There's no extra information. He's on the treadmill. I just thought it was phenomenally specific.
Yeah.
Really specific. And if we go to his profile, this guy, he's a real like random username type beat. So I'm not even going to try. It's like user CZF, blah, blah,
oh,
blah, blah.
Oh, God, just pick something, dude.
Yeah.
Call yourself No Condom Bali guy.
Bali productivity moment. Like, I don't know about all that. Let's go to the tweet.
Oh, yes.
From Iman, this guy. So Iman Gadzi. Let's go to him because that is the guy who's actually got the tips. And let's see what his actual job is. He's got a blue tick. That's why I'm curious. Founder, Gents Croquet Club.
Oh, already off to a bad start.
Suit profile picture.
Oh, golly, Iman.
10 things I learned making $10 million in 2021. A thread. Giving away one Ethereum to one person who follows and retweets. Love heart. So this guy's a scammer.
Oh, my.
Like, allegedly, in my opinion.
You don't really need to know much more about him, do you?
No.
No, you're just like, bro, like, none of those things that I just learned about you make me like you.
The
glad you don't wear a condom though.
The Croquet Club is not just another metaverse project. It's an NFT club. Nice. Wealth creation, mentors, freedom. Well, that's the whole thing. You're not wearing a condom, right? Here's just some of his latest bangers, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
The wealthy own things and the rich pay to upkeep them. Brackets, renting is far more beneficial. 90% of the time though, just a thought. The billionaires who scream climate change to you all fly their private jets to Davos. They also buy beachfront properties when experts predicted they'd be underwater by 2020. Dot, dot, dot. Wake up. We're ruining our oceans, pillaging our forests, but climate change is their next scam.
Ooh, all right.
This guy's got some fucking range.
No, I like a little bit of range in my
stuff. Sorry, we got the Bali stuff. We got the fucking climate change is a hoax.
This guy's fascinating.
I'm rich, Russian, and petty. Formidable trio.
All right. No, yeah, I like him on.
The people who always told me to respect money never earned any. I have no respect for money. It's infinite, abundant. The central banks have proven it. This is why I burn thousands of dollars worth of candles and cigars every month. Definition of burning money.
I love this guy. What else does he do?
What the fuck? When you're dealing with a self-made man, it's a different caliber. You can smell the blood from his last hunt. See the intensity in his eyes. Feel the pain in his heart. A self-made man builds brick by brick for decades. Okay.
Good on you, brother.
Some of my heroes include Julian Assange and John McAfee.
Oh, really?
Real men. Men who stood for something.
John McAfee's a freaking weapon.
Well, apparently they would die on their hill. And your heroes, Cam, are soft. Oh, media controlled.
My heroes.
Fake narrative to prop them up. They're part of the agenda.
I want to do a case on John McAfee next. I really do. That's what has triggered me. Like, do you know who he is?
I know he's the guy who made the McAfee stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But all the antivirus software.
Yeah,
have you ever seen like all of the stuff, like all of his like crazy life?
I know he's like out here, but I don't know.
As I said, I've had nothing to do with McAfee software for over 15 years. I've had more pressing things to do.
You know, I'm just looking at the Bali condom replies, and no one's kind of batting an eyelid. They're all just like, yeah, yep. Damn. Like,
that's our psycho. There he is. Yeah. Go off, King.
Woo! Anyway.
Say some more wacky shit.
There you go.
Ah, good on him. I wish I meant that. God is dead. Case 4.
Barbershop TikTok.
Oh, you love this genre.
Well, it's back. Oh, yeah.
It's hair erasure.
It's worse, dude. Make sure you watch the video for this. Before I even press play on the video, the kid is screaming.
Oh, the kid is not into that. What is that fringe coming out the front of your hat?
Yeah, the guy.
Jesus, it's like
the
a barber, devil lock, like freaking Danzig, but like
the barber's
nine.
Got a back to front hat on with a stream of hair coming from the hole in the, you know, like the snapback bit.
It's like a more efficient emo fringe. So I only use the hair I needed.
This video has no dialogue, but it really paints a picture. He is yanking this kid around in his chair while he's screaming, red in the face, crying. When the haircut reveal happens, he's still screaming and crying. Like, on what planet is it a good idea to show that? This kid, he's got a fucking mad haircut now, but he's still, he doesn't know where he is.
This
he's
is like
kidnapped.
The least peaceful video that I've ever seen.
Look at the bit, he like kisses the kid on the cheek while he's screaming. And then he's still like screaming for his life. He's ruffling up his hair. The kid doesn't know what planet he's on. Screaming, then
slaps the camera,
wipe the camera,
shows the eyes, and then brings it back.
Kid's looking like Lil Elvis in the fucking truck stoppers over here.
Oh my gosh.
I do not know how he even got him to sit still, but
PCP the barber. Wow.
You barbershop guys, you barbers didn't listen to our episode on barbershop TikTok, clearly, because we went into this and we said that God was dead, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, come on guys. Did you not listen?
So it's one like makes me think about, you know, your LinkedIn guys that you follow. Are these just like are these guys on the same like tunnel vision thing of like, we just have to get a TikTok up today, boys. Like, what can we do? This kid's screaming his head off, but we need a TikTok, bro.
For me, it feels like a different vibe. Like, I definitely think that the LinkedIn people are tunnel visioned, where they're just like, I have set myself the goal of posting every single day and I will do it because that is what X did and he got amazing. I feel like these people are literally just like waking up, railing a fat line and being like, let's fucking go.
There's less nuance and thought. Like, it's yeah, like, less strategy.
Yeah. I do think where they sort of like the Venn diagrams overlap is in probably how little they think about the person that they are exploiting for content. So last week, you know, we're talking about like, well, Russia takes over Ukraine, I'm taking over Amazon. This guy's just like, all right, good, a new victim for the TikTok.
While the victim is sitting centimeters away from you with a facial expression that even the most sort of blind to facial expressions person would be like, oh, distress. Like, damn, this seems odd. Screaming. Oh.
Screaming, yeah, I recognize
just
that.
Just mute the video, bro. Just mute the video. Like, we've got to get one up today.
Do you feel empathy for the child having his hair pulled?
Oh, yeah, man. There's this thing about having slightly longer hair than average boys that you just are a target for little things like that. You know, bullshit, my...
It must have been hard for you growing up.
Well, what I will say, right?
There are some phone numbers in the description if this has brought anything up for you.
Before you go down that path, what I will say, right? little thin hair Campbell over there.
Poor fucking thing. Oh my God.
What I will say though,
Bryce is a victim.
You know what's genuinely embarrassing? It's like my hair is like thicker, curlier hair, and it really should not be brushed or shampooed and conditioned with traditional shampoo and conditioner. And I was walking around looking like a fucking pube, right? Like a nutsack. And my parents, both of them, would always be like, in separate houses, you know, like, why don't you wash and brush your hair? You need to wash and brush your hair. They make me do it and it would just be fucking like I'd been electrocuted. And that was what they thought looked good, and it didn't. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying it looks perfect today, but I see where this kid's coming from. People think they know about this kid's hair. They don't know what to do with it.
No sympathy at all, Millsy.
He's screaming and crying.
None.
No, but think about
all.
It. I was a kid. Nah, I'm not saying this is
none.
An adult.
Yep. I'm not changing my disposition here.
I think people will see my point of view.
Don't even have it for the subtle divorced parents,
man,
reference.
You took Psalms over there. That's
that's not why I'm bald.
You said it was a contributing factor.
Oh, it was definitely a contributing factor. Yeah.
You were chasing a quick fix, bro.
I got on the baby roids.
Light roids.
I got on diet roids.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, should we end it?
Let's end it.
Let's judge.
Final judgment.
If you never listened to the podcast before, The Final Judgment, we take the cases, we say, does this prove God is dead or alive? This is a few cases, so Cam, a pretty rapid fire one. Let's start with the vagina analysis TikTok.
Let's go. All right, that one's easy to write off. Men thinking that they have any sort of say over women's bodies, too easy. God's dead.
Absolutely.
All right, what's
dead. Next is the the ranking teachers on TikTok and then finding personal pictures of them when you do the reveal of the best one. It's kind of a compliment, but an invasion of privacy at the same time.
I think that's what I like about it. It's like you know,
he's actually a fan.
Yeah. It's like you wouldn't get this, but this is something that I've heard about me. I've been called ugly hot before, and I'm always like,
I reckon
you. Wait, you would get it. No, you're hot, hot.
I don't
stay
know
out of this long haired pretty boy. No,
I don't know about
keep your
that.
Fucking privilege. All right. As a six on the internet, I think, I'm quite familiar with the compliment insult. And however, the invasion of privacy, I mean, that I can't relate to just because so much of me is online.
Yeah.
But if I was a teacher and if I wanted to live my life in relative, humble, lovely anonymity, then yeah, I think I would be like, man, this is really cooked. Students can do anything. I can go down. Like, we're in the age where randos get cancelled. You don't even need a platform to like be attacked.
Yeah.
There'll be a comment section full of people being like, oh, as if you didn't drag muscle, blah, 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 in there.
The problem is that, yeah, like as much as I kind of part of it as an objective bystander, I'm like, damn, these kids are creative. That's kind of fun. Like, I do think though, there's so many, teaching is already like a nightmare. And like in terms of the amount of like bureaucracy and the things that you have to like the hoops you got to jump through, so you've got like this teacher who's probably just had their pics taken from social media, but then who knows, some parent sees that and goes, wow, how come your pics were so easy to find, instead of it being like, hey, why'd you make that TikTok? Parents are always like on the kid's side for some reason.
What was she wearing?
Like, it's
don't
just
you reckon it's
oh
that argument,
God
isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, why yeah. did you why did you have your privacy settings on? Yeah, anyway, so I you want to say God's dead, but like it is creative. It is creative, but I just wish he didn't do the full photo reveal at the end. Couldn't he have used official school data?
Just keep to the star photos. Yes. Yeah, the fan cam format though.
Funny to see.
Great eyes. All right, what's next?
Next is the hyper-specific Bali advice and this guy's whole vibe about, like, productivity in general.
I liked Aman for just being absolute lawless.
In his own world.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I thought he was just, like, he is fighting some sort of battle in his head that he needs to broadcast, and that's always funny to see as an onlooker, especially when the person is morally not what you agree with.
But it's
then
also
you can kind of,
like,
have a bit of a laugh.
All these guys are selling, like, NFT schemes, though.
Literally.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah. We can be like, damn. But there's like 16-year-old kids in the comments being like, yes, bro, I wish I could meet you, bro. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, if you're a young boy listening to this, don't like them on.
Don't be doing those little setups.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on.
Do chores instead.
Do chores. Eat your vegetables.
The metaverse will always be there, your chores.
Yeah.
You don't get to... Think about it like this. You don't get to hustle chores as an adult. No, no one pays you to do the dishes as an adult. You may as well do it now.
However, I guess if there is a dude who could be potentially, I don't know, raw dogging his way around Bali, and if he is kept chained to a laptop by his own sort of principles, yeah, probably better.
Yeah. Improvement so, there.
Yeah, maybe God's alive because of, like, the twisted thinking and the rigidity that these people have applied to their own life that keeps them out of mind.
Yeah, all right, I like
all
that.
All right, okay. So one alive, two dead.
Last one, rapid fire. We have upgrade to barbershop TikTok. Please
so
put
psycho.
That picture back on the screen.
Oh, was it Joel Haver who tried to popularize the word insano mode? Or insano style.
I have
remember
no
what
idea.
I freaking love that dude. But yeah, that's what I think when I see this. It's so it's so hectic.
We are going down this rabbit hole that, like, it's just like, man, think about it. Every industry has this shit. It's like, you know, people decide they like donuts. Then you can buy donuts on top of a milkshake that's on top of a fucking monster truck.
Yep,
and people lying around the
donuts.
Block for it, right? Mm-hmm. There's no just happy medium. Barbershop TikToks go wild. It's like this guy's spraying this spray all over the kid, and then all these guys are ripping the wax off people's face and out of their ears where there's all these important hairs in your nose, particularly important hairs there,
so
ripping
true.
Them all out.
It becomes competitive, doesn't it?
Competitive. And it's like your service... These actually, it gets beyond the point where it's actually useful for someone. So, like, the donuts even. It's like, God, come on. No one's actually got an appetite for all of this. That thing, it's like, no, dude. I need those nose hairs. Sorry. Like, then you've got this barbershop kid. It's like, sorry. My son's going to have nightmares for 10 years about this. And he's on the internet forever. Then it's like every other industry, you know. We talk about burgers do it. We talk about...
Oh, yeah. The burgers that are stacked super duper high.
Yeah. Well, like, even like, you know, I'm sure there's podcasts that have just like... gone down a rabbit hole of like, oh, what can we do to make it? And then it's just too much. Too much is going
Slits.
On. Slit. Yeah, you've got like three dudes being like,
can we
yo.
Put that in the intro now? Can we put that in our intro?
At it feels like intro tier, doesn't it?
It really
like,
does. That's intro tier.
Please let us know.
Oh, yeah. If you want slits in the intro for this show, please let us know. So what do you reckon? I reckon like, do you think that this is the final form? Because I don't. I feel like
nah,
we're
no
like
way.
30%. This is the Black Alien Project.
The Black Alien Project for haircuts.
We are 30% of the way into seeing pyrotechnics and stuff in barbershops.
Oh, man.
Imagine that. You know, imagine that. Like, they're like, to celebrate this 4th of July, I'm going to light this dude's hair on fire.
You know, it's like, you know how like now you're at the, you can be at the dentist and it's like, you can watch a movie.
Oh,
remember
gosh.
My friend's dad's yeah. dentist that have the ads on the radio? It's like, I watched Finding Nemo when I had my thing done. And then this doctor might be like, what's up? We got TikTok now installed so you can scroll and you can watch. And then this kid's looking up, slit. that's what we're going to get. And that'll be 80% there.
Yep.
Hey, kid, you know much about downstairs? Oh, dude.
Don't worry. Here's three dudes who've seen two vaginas between them.
Yeah.
Who can tell you all, everything you need to know.
They've got too much... we just
confidence.
Keep, they've got too much... they're too entitled to sort of have... It's not a menu that you, like, customize and you go, I don't like when there's pickles in my burger. Like, sorry,
I
bro.
Just feel it. Particularly the dude in the blue shirt. He would be just
yeah,
so grateful
on,
to get a crumb. That
no
I,
doubt.
Yeah, but then he's trying to act all tough in front of his buddies.
I think that's a little bit of what's
and,
going
and
on.
And so now he's like, well, yes, I suppose I am enough of a sex magnet to also be picky, to also have rejected a woman on the precipice of sex
yeah.
because I get so much of it that it is meaningless to me unless she has a good vagina. You know what I'm saying? All right, so onto this barbershop one.
Yeah, barbershop is just it's a sign of the times we're in now, where even a business, like we said last time, is not immune from the one-upmanship of social media, but it's actually affecting real lives.
I also think that the acceleration of general pacing within videos has obviously increased. And this is from somebody who has diagnosed ADHD. But I quite like when things keep me entertained. So, like, you know, when you watch, like, an old movie, like, call it, like, a 50-year-old movie, and you're like, fuck me, dad, this
boring.
Is slow. And then you watch something from the 90s, and you're like, oh, yeah. And then you watch something from now, and you're like, yeah, Ryan Reynolds, kill the bad guys. And
oh,
then
bad
you watch
guys.
A YouTube video, and people are starting to use that. Well, not starting. I mean, it's probably 5 years old of people using this kind of, like, meme here, meme there. And, like, you know, you're like, okay, got it. This will keep my attention to the end.
Someone asked me the other day, right? You know, you watch videos and it has video game footage in the, like,
oh, yeah,
half
yeah,
the
like
screen.
The Andrew Tate videos.
Someone being
yeah,
like, yeah. Why is that there? I was like, man, it keeps you watching.
Keeps you watching. Yeah, yeah, yeah. While you're watching, while you're listening to the podcast. I mean, like, that is, was it Leafy who pioneered that?
Oh,
yeah,
maybe. There's yeah. a guy on Memeless who does it as well. It's
yeah,
kind of a
no,
common.
No, that was like the first dude to do it.
Yeah, gotcha.
But, yeah, obviously with TikToks, like, TikTok, its own format satisfies that part of my brain. But now it's within TikToks. So now it's like these 6 seconds of this barbershop could have been so boring that I might not have made it to second four because I am so... There is so much supply and the demand is only me.
To be fair, there is also the side of barbershop TikTok, though, where it's like... Guy wants to, like, sit
oh,
down and
King's
chop
energy?
It up. And no. Like, getting the life story. Like, hey, man, I want to... This is guy Vic. And he's like, hey, man, I want to bless you with a haircut. And then he's always asking, like, what are your fears? What are your goals? Whatever. His videos do really well, too.
Oh, that's cool. That's
so
cool.
There is hope out there, you know. Yeah, but we're not examining him. We're examining this guy.
I did roll my eyes at the start because I thought it was going somewhere else. But so I'm going to say God's alive because it's awesome. No, God's dead.
Oh,
God's
yes.
dead.
Sorry,
God's
these guys aren't content dead. Creators. They're barbers, dude.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
They're barbers and meth heads. God's dead.
God's dead.
Melbourne.
Friday. Hello, it's Bryce again in editing mode. Just quickly, Bryce, you got it wrong. Melbourne show is on Saturday. We'll see you there. It's Monday. That means you have about 4.5 days to book and they will sell out.
They will. So think about that. Ticket link in the description. That pause was for you to think.
It's dramatic. It makes you lean in. Live show. Think about it. We're not doing this anywhere else. This is not a podcast. It's for anyone that hasn't seen the podcast or has. Everyone can enjoy. We're going to go absolutely wild. We've been writing this for 3 years. It's very exciting to get it on the road. So get your tickets. Make sure you're there. That's the only way to make sure you can see the show. We're not going to put any footage up. Not going to do anything like that. Tickets are in the description.
Also, this is pre-recorded, but Sydney went apeshit.
Sydney was a movie.
We did this before the Sydney show.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so good. It was
Yo,
honestly epic.
Dude. Dude, hometown show, everyone was like...
Oh, bro, everybody clapped. And
the bit where they were throwing tomatoes at us, that was actually...
Elon Musk rocked up.
Yeah, that was them saying
it was honestly
awesome.
Hyper.
Man, legit epic hyper. So look, we're feeling...
Yeah. So buy a ticket. Brizzy, Newey, Canberra, you know
you're
the deal.
Next.
And for all the rest of you, share this with 35 friends.
That's it. Just DM some people with a link to either the Spotify or the YouTube. Both have the video now. And... follow us at God is Dead, not Clickbait, everywhere, Strictly 69 online.
Bryce V. Mills, that's Brycey Millsy. Love
not,
you.
Not quite, love you.